Hello, my name is Kelly Minter.
And I'm Regina Pinto.
And together, we wrote a cookbook called A Place at the Table. It's all about cooking and community.
And after many years of cooking and serving, we wanted to write a book together.
We're so excited to bring all that we've learned to you about cooking and community in this podcast. Hello, we are back with A Place at the Table podcast. And Regina, we're going to talk about something that I am pretty sure every listener is going to be interested in today. And it is this whole idea of how do we pull off a dinner party and get everything warm and out of the oven and out of the refrigerator and out onto the table on time. Everything's cooked at the same time. It all comes out on time and you're not just in this disaster zone. And I'm just going to say, I wanted to ask you about this because whenever I go to your house, somehow I walk in, everything's peaceful, there's candles burning, and then
you think you don't have dinner? You're not going to eat?
I mean, yes, I think, where's the dinner? And then everything just comes, bam, nine dishes come out of I don't even know where. Everything's hot, everything's cooked, and it's all put together. And so, Regina, how do you get out in front of a dinner party? And again, here's the deal. We're not going for perfection. The point's not perfection. But the idea is if you have all of that prepared, then you can focus on your company a lot better than if you're like me and you're racing around the kitchen trying to get the, you know, water boiled for the pasta, drying the lettuce, whatever it is. So talk to us about some tips, step by step, of how you do that. Because I think you just can focus on your guests better as a result.
Yeah, but I was never like this.
You were?
Before. No. Everything comes with learning.
Okay.
And well, I remember going like crazy in the kitchen and not even being with my guests. Because really? I want everything to be so perfect that, like you said, nothing can be perfect. I know, completely perfect. Mm-hmm. But I used to run and talk to everybody and be in the kitchen or even talk to people that are coming through the door. So now lately, I learned how to pace myself. And okay. The best thing to do is a planning situation. Okay. You know, you have your, I got a piece of paper and I plan.
Okay, to us about what goes on that piece of paper.
All depends on how many people you're going to have, because you always think about if it's going to be an intimate four people in your table or if it's going to be a big gather. Then you have to choose first the food that you're going to serve. Don't go overboard. Just think about simple things that you can make and plan also foods that you can warm up in the oven or put in a warmer.
Okay.
Remember, you have one oven. You have to make space for everything that goes there. So you have to plan ahead. Everything is planned ahead.
Okay.
You decide first the people that are going to invite and then what are the if they have any restrictions of food or anything. But today there are so many people with so many allergies, so you have to think about that too.
Yes.
But I put a menu together.
Okay.
And I go back and forth to see if this is going to be nice for them. If it's a big party, usually I do finger foods because then I know they're going to sit in the sofa. They don't need to balance the knife and the glass and the plate.
But let's say you're having 10 or 12 guests over and it's a full meal.
It's
a full meal that you're doing. Talk to me about, let's just start with the salad. So a lot of times I kind of leave that to the last minute and then I realize, what am I doing? I'm chopping the tomatoes, I'm chopping the carrots, I'm rinsing the lettuce, I'm spinning dry. Like, why didn't I do this beforehand?
Yeah.
How far out in advance can you get a salad ready you can just pull that thing out?
We have in our book the best salad is the orange and mango salad that we have there with the orange dressing.
That is really
I make
good.
That dressing ahead of time, put in the refrigerator, is ready in a little container. I just wash the greens, put in a bowl, leave it there ready.
Uh-huh.
So that's last minute, just throw the dressing and then some pieces of mango and it's beautiful.
So that's already ready to
Don't start doing too much of the salad because then if you're gonna start making a lot of chopping, a lot of things, don't do that. You can serve a simple salad. Especially if you're serving a dinner.
If you're putting a dinner, the salad can be simple. Okay.
Yeah.
What about, let's say you're pulling out bread and you need to warm that up, but you've got another casserole or something that's in the oven and that's at 425. What am I doing with my bread to make sure that my bread comes out warm?
Yeah, that's
and
tricky.
Crusty?
That's
okay,
tricky because you have to pull it out the casserole. The only way, if you have one oven only, is use. It's so good if we have two ovens.
Well, what if you, can you tuck the bread
Yes,
inside
you can tuck the bread inside.
And let's just say that something's, let's say our asparagus. I'm just going real life here because I just got bit last week trying to do this, a big dinner party, and I was a wreck. But let's say I had two trays of asparagus, and I think they were maybe at like 425.
Try to imagine the plates that you can put two in the oven at the same time.
Okay, but let's say that I got to get my bread in. Do I put my bread
put
in
your bread on
10
the side.
Minutes just at yeah. the end or mm-hmm. 15 minutes
yeah.
or something?
Yeah, 10
like
minutes
that?
Is enough, even less than 10 minutes.
Okay.
The bread can warm up very fast.
Okay, I take my bread out, then I wrap it up in maybe a napkin, put that in a little basket, so that's going to stay
heated.
See,
you know. You
well,
know all
no,
the tricks.
But I'm trying. See, I just asked for a bread basket yeah. for my birthday because I was so, you know, I was just throwing it in pieces of foil and it looked, it
no,
didn't
I
look
cut
good.
And put it there, and then I cover with a, the best thing is to cover with a dish towel, a okay. heavy-duty dish towel.
Okay.
Or even a towel from a bathroom towel, you know, okay. like a heavy.
Yes.
So it keeps warm for us.
So let's talk pasta. Because I serve a lot of pasta, and you know what bites me in the behoonie
okay.
every time is trying to get that huge pot of water to boil. It either gets boiling too fast, and I'm not ready to put the pasta in, and the kitchen's getting hot, or I can't. I'm staring at that thing, and I'm waiting for Christmas to come.
Yeah,
for
no,
that
it
thing
is
to start
difficult.
Boiling.
Yeah.
So how do you do pasta?
Usually, if I have a bunch of people. I cook ahead of time.
Oh, talk to us about that.
I cook ahead of time, and I put in a container and cover with plastic wrap or put inside of a...
The actual pasta.
The actual pasta. Because okay. if you have too many people, that is impossible to cook the pasta right at the time. So you put in a Ziploc bag. Put all the pasta there, drain,
okay.
put there. At the last minute, when you're ready to serve, you just drop that pasta in the hot water.
Oh,
and
no
then
kidding.
It's going to warm up the pasta, and you just drain and put the sauce on top.
Okay. I'm sorry, but everybody just got that is amazing. That's going to change my life because I serve a lot of pasta.
If you have a lot of pasta to serve, it's always, yeah.
So I can get that thing made ahead of time. And then any pasta sauce or bolognese, you can definitely get that ahead of time.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I make my pasta sauce sometimes once a month, and then I have sauce for the whole month if I want it. But I put in jars and put in the refrigerator if you make from scratch.
Wow.
Because
okay.
today in age, we have a lot of great tomatoes and tomato cans, you know, from Italy.
Yes.
That you can buy in any grocery store.
Yes.
And they're so good. You just have to add a little bit of garlic and oil like oregano or something, some spices
kind of
that you like, a little piece of butter just to give that little.
All right. So what about, let's talk about like, say you're doing a meat and then rice. Or beans or something. Again, timing rice. Like, do you kind of make
rice cooks
head?
In 20 minutes.
Okay, so you just got to know.
Yeah.
You just
got to
know.
That's where
that.
Is the planning come from.
Okay.
This time, I'm going to put the rice there to cook. You can also cook the rice ahead of time, which I have been making lately.
Okay.
And it works just fine. I just put one spoon of hot water inside the rice before I rewarm.
You just rewarm it in the oven?
No. I rewarm in the microwave then.
Okay, you can put
rice
okay.
in the microwave, cover okay. with plastic wrap, 1 tablespoon of water so it doesn't get dry.
Okay.
And 3 minutes, the rice is rewarm.
Okay. So I'm trying to think about what if you're grilling? Would you do, and you've got one person that's out at the
yeah.
grill, and then you're trying to get the vegetables pulled out. Do you just kind of conquer and divide at that point?
Well,
like
grilling, you have to do a different kind of party. You have to do a party that everybody's willing to be outside and be with you. And you, we
okay.
just had a grilling party, and my husband did the grilling for you guys.
Yes.
And
yeah, I just came to your house, and your husband, Harold, was doing the steaks, which was amazing. But you really, at that point, kind of did need two people because you had
yeah,
all
I was
the
inside,
other
yeah.
dishes. But I don't understand. Did you pull out some dishes that were cold and some that were hot? Because, Regina, I don't understand, but like 9 things came out. It's like it dropped from heaven.
No.
And so we had green beans, I think. Or no, we had
green beans.
Yes.
We had rice and beans
yes.
from Brazil that we always have to have when Kelly comes over.
Yes.
And the rice and beans were in the pot on top of the stove warming up.
Okay, see, I didn't even see that. Okay.
Well, they're nice.
Nice and quiet and
quiet
clean.
There.
Okay.
And then I had the green beans in the oven in a warming,
yes,
175.
Warming. What about the potatoes?
The potatoes were in the oven.
With the warming with yeah. the green beans.
Yeah, I tried to put two racks in the oven separate
yes.
so I can put things on top and in the bottom rack.
Okay, and all of that was just warming because you had
yeah.
done it ahead of time. And then you pulled out that beautiful salad with the mango dressing.
That was easy to do in the last minute.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And then you, we had bread, but one of the things I loved is you had like a little.
Oh, we had the chimichurri.
Chimichurri, yes.
That is, it's in our website. I think the recipe is from
at my son-in-law. Yeah. Kitchen, at the Timeless Kitchen.
Oh, that was so good that everybody ate the chimichurri before with bread.
We
and I said, you guys not having
steak.
Any chimichurri for the steak. But yes. It is just a mixture of parsley, very, very fine chopped, and garlic and olive oil and vinegar and salt and pepper.
Okay.
But I don't know, because the infusion of the olive oil with those greens is so good.
It is
and
so
you put
good.
On top of the steak. It's
and
just,
that's an easy thing that makes the meal from normal to really special.
And the chimichurri you can make ahead of time.
Okay. And that was great because we were all just dying over that. Yeah. And then, of course, you pulled out desserts that you had already made, which was fabulous. And I'm a big proponent of leftovers at different times. Like I took half of the chocolate tort. Or mocha tort. I'm sorry, the mocha tort. I took half of it home and I ended up serving it a couple days later at my own dinner party. And I did give you credit. I did say I did not make it. It was so good.
But
this
it.
Is helpful. So I think a lot of it has to do with us just getting a piece of paper and a pen out.
Planning.
Getting our phones out and just making our list, figuring out what everything we can do ahead of time, mm-hmm. we probably should do it ahead of time.
Yes. And everything you can do ahead, chopping, blanching some vegetables, everything that your recipe asks for, do ahead because then you have everything out of your sight.
I always think I'm going to have time and, chopping those little vegetables won't take time. Slicing the bread won't
take
time.
Don't leave to the last minute.
But it does. And I'm always, always.
And the pasta, like
so
you said, you love pasta. So
yes.
You always make pasta. And if you make for a bunch of people, it's a chore to cook right there.
So that's a huge thing. And even rice, I mean, as easy as rice is, it is nice to know that it's possible to make it ahead of time, add a little water, heat it up before. That's nice. And I like the whole concept of the beans and rice and anything that can kind of simmer on the stove
mm-hmm.
and that staying warm because it's simmering.
It's so
it's
good,
out
yeah.
of the way. It's clean. Mm-hmm. So it's not an eyesore disaster sitting there.
Yeah.
It smells nice. And then that's easy. You can just kind of scoop that onto the plate.
Like this weekend, this week I'm catering a dinner party for 40 people. And I already made the plan a month ago. And send the plan for the person that I'm going to serve, and the hostess, and they love it. So now I bought everything this week. I have everything in the house.
Okay.
And I just have to go over now and start prepping ahead what I have to prep. And then Saturday night, everything is going to be on the table.
All right. So here's what I love about this is ultimately, we know, we've talked about this a lot, our end game with this cookbook is to get people together. We want to get people in community. And what I like about this is that if we are prepared ahead of time, and if we know these little tips and tricks and different mm-hmm. things that we can do ahead of time, then we are more present for our guests. And I think that's one of the struggles that I have when throwing dinner parties is I feel like I can either throw the party
or
I can be part of the conversation.
Yes.
But I can't be both. And I think that there, maybe sometimes that's the case, but I think that there's a way that I can be more present. And especially, too, if you do have a spouse or if you do have a dear friend or someone who can help you. You know, I had some neighbors over recently, and I had my best friend come because I knew that it was one of those situations where I wanted to have meaningful conversation, mm-hmm. but I also knew I wanted things to come out on time, and so I needed help. So I called my friend over to be part of that evening with me. So I do think it's fine to make sure that you've got the help, or maybe it's your child. Maybe it's your teenager.
And now that my husband is retired, he is the one.
He is the one.
He is the one that comes and fixes the table for me.
Exactly. And, you give somebody a task and you can do it together. But I think the idea here is not so it looks perfect or not so it's amazing, but just to eliminate as many distractions out mm-hmm. of the way so you can be present. And I think that was something that I learned last week. I had relatives in from out of town and then some friends. And I just felt distracted the whole night. I just didn't feel like I had a handle on things. And my relatives kept wanting to talk to me, and they kept asking me questions. And I'm looking at them like, if you ask me one more question, this salad's not going to get done. And what I should have had that done ahead of time.
I'm
not beating myself up. I'm just thinking about the next time. And I think a lot of us can learn. So this is awesome, Regina. I think that this is going to really help us because, again, we want community and we want to take as many barriers out of the way. And we want you to feel like empowered that you can open up your home and have people over so
that's
that they
great.
Too can have a place at the table.
Yeah, that's great.